This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust, and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton.
I'm Charlie Nav.
And we got some banger stories today, don't we, Charlie?
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now. Let's start with the royals.
Start with the royals because King Charles is looking pretty good, actually.
Look great, yeah.
Better than I expected him to look.
Yeah, amid his cancer battle.
Right, so we'll do that. Barbara Streisand, she is coming under fire for suggesting that Melissa McCarthy takes Ozempic.
Oof,
you're not allowed to
topic.
Do that. You're not allowed to do that, are you?
Ozempic is kind of a...
faux pas.
Right.
We'll talk about Martin Freeman has a new movie in which he and Jenna Ortega kind of get down.
Yeah, and there's a 31-year age gap between them, and they're in a romance. Ooh,
people not too happy.
Sticky, yeah.
Yeah, sticky, sticky. Blue Ivy. That our almost news is about Blue Ivy because...
she is just up and coming. She's going to be in the new Lion King with her mom. She's on stage with Beyonce. She's in her songs. I mean, she's just blowing up, but yeah.
She's the poster child for nepotism in my mind.
Yes.
Everything.
She's got it all.
But to begin with, King Charles, he stepped out for the first time since his cancer diagnosis. So it's February 5th was when we heard about it. They came out and said, look, he's got cancer.
They didn't say exactly what kind of cancer that he had, but that it wasn't prostate cancer. But there's something that's been going on. We haven't seen him since all that was announced. But he stepped out at a cancer hospital in London with his wife, Camilla. And in the videos, you can see both of them greeting fans. I mean, there's a ton of people there. He looks really good. I mean, you would never know that he is battling like this deadly disease. I thought he looked great. And he very cheery too.
Me too. I mean, he looked sort of full. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you don't like
you
someone.
Get very gaunt.
Yeah, you can get really gaunt, but he didn't at all.
Yeah.
And it's just like the back and forth of how sick is he? Is he about to die? Then now you see him out and you're like, damn, this guy might have another 15 years to live. It's just like, you never know. The same sort of thing was kind of going on with Kate, where it's just like, does she, doesn't she? Like, it's just like.
But she was already really skinny. So I think she lost even more weight during, you know, what she's going through. I think people were very worried. And just the way the royal family handled all of that,
right.
it was bad. But with this, you know, he looks good. They spent around an hour meeting with medical specialists and patients. And the meeting was to emphasize the importance of early cancer detection and learn more about the support on offer. So he was there really putting his journey to good use by raising awareness about cancer. But presumably the royals have the best care in the world, right?
Oh, 100%. But yeah, I mean, that was the point of this visit. It was to say, like, early detection is very important.
Yes.
These are the people who helped me with my early detection. And so, yeah, he met with patients and doctors and stuff. He got out of a baller maroon Bentley. Like, he looked like, you know, a rock star.
He's the king.
I know. But, like, we hadn't heard or seen from him in so long. And then we did a story a couple of days ago that, like, his aides are dusting off funeral plans.
Yes.
And now you see
and
him.
And people were concerned when it was revealed that Prince Harry was flying out to be with him alongside his brother William. So a lot of people were like, oh, my gosh, why are they going to see him so quickly?
Yeah.
You know, after the original announcement. But, yeah, I think you're right. He looks great and maybe he has some more life in him.
Yeah, I know. Well, they've got more events planned now. This was just
he's
the
back
first
to his duties.
Right. So, I mean, it's impossible. Maybe we should stop speculating on, like, the royals' health because you never know. Yeah, it's like one day this, one day that. You just never know how they're doing.
You never know. And he is older. He's not like a young buck anymore.
No, he's like 75, I think.
Yep, in his 70s.
So good on him. Looks great. Fantastic.
Way to go. King Charles still has the beat in his drum.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Okay, on to our next story. Barbara Streisand, she's being dragged for suggesting Melissa McCarthy takes Ozempic.
Woo, the Ozempic topic is such a hot button in Hollywood.
Isn't it?
It's like you're either for it or you're against it. Like there is no in between, and she is getting tons of heat on social media for even mentioning it to Melissa McCarthy. So Melissa McCarthy had posted a photo of herself. She was at, was it the birthday? She was at a gala, and it was for film director Adam Shankman. And Melissa looks amazing in this photo. It's very clear she's lost a ton of weight. And, you know, Melissa has been very open in the past about struggling with how she looks and her weight loss journey. But she's clearly lost some weight. And Barbara Streisand, I don't know if she doesn't know how to use Instagram or what, but she commented and she said,
give him my regards. Did you take Ozempic? So give
no Shankman. No period in there, by the way.
No period. So give, like Adam Shankman, give him my regards. Did you take Ozempic? And that was just it. It wasn't sort of like
trying to... It was it, but like, what was it? Like, why are you saying that?
Was she trying to DM her?
That's what everyone's saying, that maybe she's just like an old lady that doesn't know how to use Instagram, and she was actually trying to DM her, but instead was like publicly posting it. But even if that was a DM, what a weird DM.
Yeah, true. I mean, Barbara Streisand is 82, and she's very outspoken and sort of like just honest and direct, like... And that was before she was like just old and probably didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I don't think she was trying to shame Melissa McCarthy. They've worked together in the past. They've sung a song together in the past.
Yeah.
But even the mere speculation has people going crazy. Like, you can't say that someone's doing that. They're doing it the honest way. You know, not eating by their own will, not her drugs will.
Unless Melissa, maybe she knows something that we don't know and Melissa is doing that, which, you know, there's nothing wrong.
No.
It's for people. It's not necessarily a weight loss drug. It's for people that have diabetes, right?
Originally.
And it's, you know, it does help to lose weight as well. But, you know, that is Melissa's story to tell, not Barbara Streisand. But even just asking, it's cringe.
Is it like outing someone for taking steroids or having fake boobs, or it's something where you didn't get it all by yourself? You use some sort of enhancer.
Enhancements, yeah.
Is it kind of a? I don't feel like it's a shameful thing, but I guess some people do.
But right now, it is like a radioactive topic,
right?
Right, because people think if you're taking Ozempic, you're taking the easy way out of weight loss.
Good. You know what else is taking the easy way out? Taking an Advil when you have a headache.
Yeah, that is very true.
Instead of just drinking water and thyme. You take an Advil, that's the easy, like, so what? That's what medicines are for and technology is for, so that we can live an easier, longer, happier, healthier life, right?
I agree. I'm all for it.
You want to? No, I'm not.
I know. I need to. I've been indulging lately.
No, Charlie. Am I on steroids? That's the real question. Okay. On to our next story.
Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman, he is with Jenna Ortega in a new movie called Miller's Girl.
Yes.
I watched a trailer. Looks pretty good.
It looks very sexual. So basically in this movie, it's about an inappropriate relationship between a teacher and a student. So obviously... this storyline calls for an age gap. Mm-hmm. And there is, in fact, an age gap in real life. There's a 31-year difference between the two of them. And people are upset about this. And this, we have seen this kind of age gap in the past in other movies. Do you remember Phantom of the Opera?
No.
Gerard Butler and Emmy Rossum?
Was
there
a long...
a huge age gap, and there was so much backlash about that. I think Emmy was 17, and Gerard was 33, about to turn 34.
Well, I mean, that...
That was, whew,
she's
scorching.
17 in that?
Yes.
See,
and
that's...
that was a full-on romance.
Well, but this one...
But this one, I do feel like calls for it because it's a teacher-student relationship. But there are a lot of actors in Hollywood that look younger and are actually really older. So I think people are pushing for more of that. Why couldn't you get someone that looks younger and isn't actually younger?
But how, I mean, I don't think it matters too much. Like, the criticism about the film is exactly what the film's about.
Yes, exactly.
And Martin Freeman even said that. He was like, are we going to have a go at Liam Neeson for being in a film about the Holocaust? He's like, no, it's a film about it. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't understand the outrage, but I mean, I think the outrage is probably good for the movie because it just creates awareness.
I think also, though, people are feel very protective over Jenna Ortega because she captured the hearts of, like, the world after the series that she was in. What was the series?
Was it Wednesday?
Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday Addams. And people love her. She played like a student, you know, like a young girl in that. And now here she is playing this seductive role of trying to seduce a teacher. And it just feels like such a polar opposite of what she's played in the past.
I understand that. But I mean, she's 21. You know, she's not that 17. She's not even 18, which would be fine-ish, but also on the line.
Yes.
But she's 21. She can drink.
Yeah, and she can pick her own roles.
Yeah, so I don't think it's that inappropriate, but the drama, you know, off screen is going to be great for the on screen. Like, people going to see it and people interested. Jenna Ortega fans are, because it is like one of these age old teacher student type, you know, rom coms. And this one, having watched the trailer, I mean, it looks good. It looks good.
Are you going to watch it?
Nah, but it does look good.
It's for somebody, just not you.
Yes, I can understand it's for somebody. Okay, on to our final story, our almost new story.
Blue Ivy, she's got a new gig.
She's
going to be in the new Lion King.
Right. She
the prequel.
So the prequel. So I think this one has, it's called Mufasa.
Yes.
And it's about sort of, it's a prequel, but it's also, I think it's the Lion King and, I don't know their names, Nala.
Yeah, Nala's the love interest of Simba.
Right, so I think it's Nala and Simba explaining to, like, their daughter about Mufasa and the legend of Mufasa. So it's like them telling the story, and it's kind of
about Grandpa.
About Grandpa. And guess who plays that daughter? It's Blue Ivy. So
she voices Kiara.
Yes.
I think she's going to do really good. However, should we say it?
What?
I don't think she would have got the role if it wasn't for her mom.
Well, duh. Yeah. Like, nobody thinks, she's not even
like,
she
did they even audition other people, or were they just like, that's part of the deal, we're going to give this to Blue Ivy?
Well, I mean, I think they're seeing very good parents, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Mm-hmm. But I think sort of like giving your kid too much of a sort of a free ride, like she's like, say, dancing. She's one of their backup dancers when Beyonce goes on tour, right?
Right.
She's also... in her new song, which she got a Grammy for.
Yep.
Now she's in the movie where, like, her mum plays Nala.
Mm-hmm.
It's, why can't, if you want to be an actress or a singer or a dancer or something like that, I think it'd be good to do your own project. Whereas all of her, I mean, I guess she's 12. I mean...
And you would do it for your daughter, right? Like, if Peach said, I really want to be on the podcast, you would replace me in a heartbeat with Peach.
I think I would make Peach prove it to me.
Really?
That she has the talent. The only thing Peach thinks I do for a job is podcast.
Aww.
She just knows podcast.
Yes.
And she says my wife came in the other day to the Taylor Swift podcast. And now she's like, Mom, I want to be a podcast when I'm older. Like, no, you don't. Aim higher. But yeah, I mean, I look forward to Blue Ivy, like, creating her own identity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
outside of her parents? Because at the moment, it just seems like she's in and does whatever her parents do. And that's great and it's fun.
Isn't that kind of the same with Northwest? She is getting into rapping. She's Miss Westie now.
Yeah.
She's rapping with her dad on his tracks.
I don't know why.
This is just what people do in Hollywood.
I guess that's true. I don't know. For some reason, Northwest seems like I kind of get her more and know her more and she's more of her own person. Then Blue Ivy just seems to me just like she's their kid. She's going to go ride their coattails wherever they go. I don't know why I feel that way, but yeah, Mufasa comes out soon. Oh,
it'll
at the end
a
of the
hit,
year.
Though, anything Lion King is going to be a hit.
The first one was kind of, the first live action one didn't really go over too well.
Yeah, but all the live action ones are kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree. Well, maybe we won't watch that either then. You have a flashback, Charlie. You're adding a segment to the show.
Yes.
Charlie's flashback.
Yeah, this day in history.
Okay.
You ready? I got some fun ones for you, actually.
Okay, hit me.
Okay, this day in history, the film Mean Girls, starring Lindsay Lohan, Rachel McAdams, Tina Fey, was released in theaters on this day in 2004. Great era.
Wow.
Great era.
20 years ago.
Yes.
So you would have been, what, like 15, 16 back then?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was definitely in high school. I graduated high school in 2005. Great year.
Oh, great. I was 2006.
Okay,
oh, you got me by a year.
Far off.
Nice.
All right. We would have went to high school together.
Yeah, we would have. You've been a bit older.
I would have been the cool girl that you looked up to.
Maybe. This has a bit of like that Jenna Ortega, Martin Freeman about it.
Oh,
like,
yeah. God. Okay, so this day also in 1997, Ellen DeGeneres had her hit talk show. On this day, she had the puppy episode. Do you remember what happened on the puppy episode?
No, I did not catch any of Ellen's shows.
She came out as gay.
Oh.
This episode, which was actually an interesting time because she claims this was the first time she got canceled from Hollywood.
Mm.
And she claims that she got canceled again later. Remember when all her former staff members came out and said that the show was a nightmare?
Mm.
But yeah, she did get a lot of backlash when she came out as gay. But she's done a lot for gay rights. No matter what you think about her, she absolutely has done a lot for gay rights.
Totally.
A huge episode. Also, I got one more for you. On this day in 1789, George Washington took the oath of office in New York as the first ever American president, U.S. president.
Oh, is that on this day?
Yep, George Washington. Did you ever watch Hamilton?
No, I could not get into it. Didn't understand any of the references.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah, I guess that wouldn't make sense for you, huh?
Right.
Have that prior knowledge from school.
So we got three flashbacks now.
Yeah. Oh, and today is International Jazz Day. So make sure you put on that jazz music. And are you ready for this one?
This is too many. This is too many on this. You know what Charlie told me earlier?
What?
Today is the day that Hitler died. Like
it
however
is.
Long.
It is suicide. It's like how many? As well. There's many? A lot of things that happen.
I know. But just, I think we should pick our favorites.
Okay, wait,
one more. Okay, one more.
This is also International Honesty Day.
International
Honesty.
You
gotta be honest today. Everyone remember that.
Okay.
Go against that rule.
Okay, no.
Which one was your favorite out of everything I mentioned?
I've already forgotten them all, to be honest.
They were just not memorable.
I like the segment.
Okay, well, you learned something today. Gotta be honest. If you have one takeaway, it's today. It's
Honesty Day. Okay, noted. Always honest. Continue to be honest. Thank you for joining us, Charlie.
Thank you for joining me, Charlie.
Yeah, every day. Fantastic to have Charlie in the studio every day.
It's been super fun.
Okay, see you guys tomorrow. Bye. Goodbye.